Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the sixth day within the octave of Christmas, and from Malta, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost lives in Valletta, and his preaching today is entitled, Who Was Anna?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord. I find it interesting that just 2 days before we start a new year, the liturgy presents us with an important person, the prophetess Anna. What's so important about this 84-year-old widow? The only thing we know about her is what Luke tells us in 3 verses of his story about baby Jesus. Not much. As a young widow, she devoted herself to the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer day and night. When Joseph and Mary brought their firstborn son to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord according to the law of Moses, Anna was there. She met the family from Nazareth, and she recognized the awaited Messiah in the tiny baby, and she began to praise God and to speak about the child. What did she say about the child? What did she know about him? Luke does not tell us. I imagine that she spoke about her hope that made her devote her life to God. Perhaps she would have spoken the way Simeon did when he took the child in his arms and praised God. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. Anna, in a way, repeated the good news the angels brought to the shepherds in the fields while watching their flocks by night. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. The shepherds were in the fields by night doing their job. They were not the most important people by any way. In their lowliness, they were important for God. And so to them, he first sent the message of the birth of a Savior, who is the Messiah. Anna was in the temple worshipping in prayer. She was not important according to human values. Luke only tells us that she was a very old widow who worshipped in the temple and was a prophetess. No angel appeared to her to give her the good news. She recognized the child as the awaited Messiah the moment she saw Simeon, the righteous and devout man who was looking forward to the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit rested on him in the temple. I am sure the same Spirit rested on Anna in the temple, and she began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. What's so important about Anna? Important she was because she was the recipient of the good news of God keeping his promise to send a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Important because she did not keep the news to herself, but started praising God and to speak about the child. She was indeed a prophetess. She is important for us because she gives us an example to follow. We too, who try to do our best to live our Christian faith, are invited to speak about the child through our way of living our faith and using words where necessary. During Advent, we were invited to meet Jesus and to walk with him in our life journey, at the end of which he shall present us to his and our Father. He told us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also." What Anna did, we should also do, because it was for this reason that God chose us to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We were baptized not because we are good, but because Jesus wants us to be co-workers with him in bringing his good news to all people of goodwill who are beloved by God. Luke ends today's gospel selection telling us that the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is what God desires for us, and what should be our New Year's, or better, our life's resolution: to grow, become strong, and be filled with wisdom.